For the Great Lakes Radio Outdoor Report, I'm Adam Carpenter, and this week's hot topic is VHS. I recently had a phone conversation with Mike Herman, the fisheries biologist out of the Escanaba Field Office, regarding VHS, as he revealed what we can do as anglers to help stop the spread of VHS and deal with the impact that it could have on our fisheries.
VHS is viral hemorrhagic septicemia. You can probably figure out the first two words, virus from viral and hemorrhaging from hemorrhagic, and it basically causes fish to hemorrhage and die.
Of course, one of the big concerns was, as human beings, can we contract the virus by eating infected fish?
It's not a human pathogen. It can't replicate in warm-blooded animals, so there are no concerns with respect to human health, as an example, for people who eat fish. So I hope people continue to eat fish. It's not going to hurt them.
And how did it get here?
I think that most people would agree that it got here in ballast water in ocean-going ships, confirmed in 2003, and we suspect that it likely came here in 2002 or early 2003. We have our earliest confirmed report of VHS is in a Great Lakes muskellunge from Lake St. Clair, and it's likely to have been introduced by that vector.
Has it been found in any of the inland lakes or inland fisheries?
Yes. In Michigan, the only inland water that we have confirmed where it has been found is Bud Lake in Clare County, which is downstate. And what I can tell you is that even though they did find it there, they tested fish subsequent to that finding it there in June, and the results came back negative. So other than Bud Lake, all of the samples that we've taken from fish in Michigan, both inland and Great Lakes, have come back negative for VHS. It's inevitable that we feel that it's going to be coming here and becoming more developed. We don't know what the impacts are.
And how can we as anglers help stop the spread of VHS?
Boaters in particular, to help prevent the spread of VHS, we're encouraging them very strongly to drain their live wells and their bilges. In fact, it's a law now that everyone has to do that, even though a lot of folks maybe not be aware of that. But when you leave a lake, you're to empty your live well. So taking fish home in a live well with water in it, like I used to do and we all used to do, is no longer allowed. And your boat plug should be pulled so that all the water that's accumulated in your boat from the body of water you were on drains out.
What about minnow buckets and minnows and bait?
Before, when we were done fishing, we would release our bait and minnows into the lake where we were fishing or stream, and that's no longer allowed because we don't want to risk contaminating the water with the water that came from the bait shop. So those specific recommendations are clearly outlined on our website.
And that address again is www.michigan.gov/DNR. Listen in to part two of this outdoor report regarding VHS as I interview Mr. John Driver, former fisheries biologist with the Michigan DNR, as he gives us his personal thoughts and opinions regarding the potential devastating effects VHS could have on all of our fish populations. For the Great Lakes Radio Outdoor Report, I'm Adam Carpenter.